The January jobs report is just coming out. We want to take a close look at it with Daria Albinger from ABC News. She's on the line with us right now. Daria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And how did we do in January?
Well, we did much better than the analysts had expected. And this is, you know, it seems to be becoming a bit of a habit. You know, every time we talk to the experts, the day or two before the report comes out, and they say, you know, this is when we're going to start to see the labor market really showing signs of slowing because it just can't continue at the rate it's been going at forever. And once again, the experts were saying, look for about 180,000 jobs,
mm-hmm.
especially because so many federal workers were furloughed, and that means they're temporarily laid off. So whether they were going to claim unemployment or not, they were going to be counted as unemployed in the month of January. So we were expecting a surprise, not like the surprise we got for the December numbers, but a surprise downward. But boy, were we surprised. They were wrong again.
Yeah.
Payroll surged by 304,000 jobs in the month of January. You know, which shows, at least on the surface, that the shutdown did not affect the economy that much. However, if we look a little bit further into the details, we can see a little bit of the devil there.
Yeah, well, like what?
Well, the labor participation rate was up to 63%.
Mm-hmm.
That means people are looking for jobs. That's a good thing, you know, that people are looking for jobs because, you know, it's generally a sign of a strong job market, but part of that number was, you know, undoubtedly people who work in the public sector who are saying, you know what, I'm not dealing with this if it happens again. I went out, I want to get into the private sector. Another thing to look at was the unemployment rate nationally, which ticked up just the slightest bit from 3.9% to 4%, and that's probably a reflection of those 300 and some furloughed federal workers who were off the job but didn't claim unemployment. But they still, however, technically were unemployed for the month of January.
You're right, though. I think a lot of those workers say, you know, we did this once. We don't want to do it again. And, you know, it may not be as forgiving, the jobs report that comes out, if this happens again.
Absolutely. So we're going to have to see what happens with the February numbers, which, you know, will be coming out the first Friday of March, because, you know, who knows? We could be into another shutdown by then.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's February 15th is the drop dead date for, you know, for government funding there. And something else to keep in mind is that big report we saw for December, which, you know, and December reports tend to be bigger than they normally are, mm-hmm. because a lot of that number that is reflected is temporary seasonal hiring.
Sure.
We were told it was about 312,000 jobs, give or take, depending on you know who you talk to. It was anywhere between 312, 320. Well, now the Labor Department is doing what it calls seasonal revision, and it's knocked it down to 222,000. And, you know, what that probably means, you know, is not a whole lot of you know, reason for concern, but a lot of those temp workers were, in fact, just temporary workers, and December 26th or December 31st,
right.
maybe, were out of a job.
Yeah.
You know, they left. So.
Interesting. Well, he's still plugging along. It's still looking good.
100 months of positive job creation. I mean, a decade ago, could anybody have seen this?
Not at all. Not at all. Interesting stuff. Daria, thanks for breaking it down for us.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.